This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Sci-Fi and Scream Undead, a podcast of Joy 94.9 with Sonya the Squeema and Clay Talks.
Dare to watch, dare to die on Sci-Fi and Scream Undead. To celebrate the release of Rings, we have some fabulous booty to give away. Some great prizes, some merchandise packs that consist of a double in-season pass, a poster, iPad case, and notebook. Yes, dare to win on Sci-Fi and Scream Undead. Rings is out February 23rd, and it's a new chapter in the beloved Ring horror franchise. A young woman becomes worried about her boyfriend when he explores a dark subculture surrounding a mysterious videotape said to kill the watcher 7 days after they viewed it. She sacrifices herself to save her boyfriend, and in doing so, makes a horrifying discovery. There is a movie within a movie that no one has ever seen before, starring Matilda Lutz, Alex Rowe, Johnny Galecki, Amy Teagarden, Bonnie Morgan, and Vincent D'Onofrio. Yes, Sci-Fi and Scream presents Dare to Watch, Dare to Win on Sci-Fi and Scream Undead. If you want to be in the running, all you have to do is email us sci-fi-squeam@joy.org.au. That's sci-fi-squeam@joy.org.au. Or you can message us on our Facebook page. Dare to watch, dare to die on Sci-Fi and Scream Undead and win some lovely Rings prizes. Rings is out through Paramount Pictures February 23rd, running for a season. A season of Rings.
11:59 p.m. It's cut-off time. Competition ends February the 28th. 11:59 p.m. Set your alarms. Be in. To win.
There once was a girl. No one dare speak her name.
Samara.
In death, she seeks vengeance for a life filled with pain. Once you see her story, you have 7 days to live. Because she does not forget. And she does not forgive.
Julia. What are you offering?
Thanks for coming over tonight, Cindy. I guess I'm just going through a rough time.
Brenda, you want to tell me what's really bothering you?
Well, there's something I need to... I saw a tape. I think you should know about it. It had these really shocking images in it.
Brenda, it was Mardi Gras. I never drank vodka before. And I was out of beads.
No, not that tape, Cindy. Well, I guess it's just an urban legend. You watch it, and as soon as it's over, your phone rings, and a creepy voice says,
"You're gonna die in 7 days."
And 7 days later?
When did you watch it?
A week ago. A week ago tonight.
Brenda.
Oh, forget it. I am not falling for it again.
Oh, come on. Cindy, the news is on. Another little white girl done fell down the well. 50 black people get their ass beat by police today, but the whole world gotta stop for one little whitey down the hole. Cindy? The TV's leaking. Cindy? Cindy, something's wrong here. Father. Bye-bye.
Brenda? Brenda? Brenda?
Oh, I am so in love with Scary Movie and how they take the piss out of Rings. No, The Ring. Okay, so, you know, Brenda and Cindy.
That we've just heard?
Yes, that we just, I mean, wasn't that great?
It was fantastic. Cindy? Cindy? It's the white girl falling down the well again.
Yeah, I know. Like, what's her problem? Oh, I love her, Regina Hall.
Yeah.
And of course, what's her name? Tharys. What's her name? That girl.
The white girl.
Well, love her. She's very funny. So Ring, the films, Ring You in 1998 were the Japanese psychological horror films from Hideo Nakata, adapted from the novel Ring by Koji Suzuki, draws on Japanese folk tales, the Bancho Sarayashiki. Hey, I don't know my Japanese was that good, but anyway.
I was more impressed than I expected to be honest.
Me too. Me too. Someone answer that damn door, but don't look at the television. Don't watch that video. Like, The Ring, what a great franchise. I mean, I do enjoy the Japanese more, but I'm always happy to sit in and watch the American, you know,
And generally, copies. I will absolutely agree with you. This is actually one film where I like the American better.
What, The Ring 2002?
I like the American Ring better than the Japanese Ring.
Well, it is the first one. It's 2002. It's the one with Naomi Watts and
I love Naomi remade. Watts too.
Yeah, so. Well, she does the best quivering lower lip ever.
Yep.
And it is directed by Gore Verbinski. And, I mean, this is a man that does like to do his, you know, I suppose, with a name like that.
If you're going to make horror films, be called Gore.
You have a name like that. Gore, exactly. He's you know, he's well-versed in how to make slick productions and obviously good remakes. So it's not a bad one. It's not bad at all. So,
Before you die, you see The Ring.
It's also got Martin Henderson. You know, he was in Shortland Street, but anyway, in New Zealand, but anyway.
There's also a gay porn parody, but you know.
Oh, sure there is. But yeah, so Rings is the 2017. It's bringing it back. First you watch it, then you die. Mm-hmm. Rings. So it's out this month, and of course we've got the competition. You can hear that. But this supernatural psychological horror film directed by F. Javier. Gutierrez. Spanish film director. He did Norman's Room in Brazil.
Oh, Gutierrez Diaz. Fall. Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
And Before the Fall, of course, which is pretty amazing. Cuban
experience that's not so great. But anyway, it's got Vincent D'Onofrio in it. That's all right. Yeah. You know?
Johnny Galecki.
Yeah.
Also from Roseanne.
Oh, right. There's a bit of a Roseanne connection, isn't there, somewhere?
Also Big Bang Theory. Mm. But yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I don't know Matilda Lutz. Do you know Matilda Lutz?
Matilda
I wasn't
Lutz.
Supposed to ask you questions.
I don't know. You weren't going to ask me. But
I don't know Matilda Lutz.
So, according to The Guardian, Ring, the original 1998, is considered number 12 best horror film of all time. And I think J horror, it's up there. You've got to do Ringu. You have to, you have to do that. You have to watch all of them and, you know, digest them and understand, I guess, the culture of what it means for the culture of, I guess, exploring ghosts and supernatural beings and hauntings and things like that. That's very much part of Asian culture. And The Grudge is another one. The Grudge series, again, remade in America, but okay.
But
Dark Water was also remade in America.
With The Grudge, they actually remade the third or fourth film in America. They skipped one, two, and three and just remade the fourth one. So, which is called...
That's weird.
Juon. The Grudge Juon.
I think out of the two, I preferred Juon. I really like Juon.
Fair enough. I do love The Ring.
Because it's so damn dark and depressing. No, they're pretty... They are. They're really fraught with that coming of age when it's just... It's not a good time for many people. And I guess for our community, there's a bit of a subtext there too, especially in Grudge.
Yeah.
And perhaps a little bit in Ring, but... Anyway.
I'm sure it's going to be terrible, but I so want to sing Samara versus... The Grudge. I can't remember the name of the Grudge girl, but there's the Ring versus
Predator?
The Ring versus the Grudge. Oh. So someone watches the Ring video in the Grudge house.
Oh, with the Predator.
Yeah. Oh no, there's no Predator. Would you get over the Predator? I tried to tactically ignore, and so they obviously the two ghosts go into battle. So,
look, I remember seeing the original Ring. Yes, I think it was the original, and the American version. And it was creepy as fuck. It was creepy. I mean, it was just...
The scene where she comes out of the television is one of my favourite scenes.
It's very...
It was very well done.
Very clever.
Yeah.
Very creepy. And when she's combing her hair and that whole dreamscape and the horses and like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. You know, who knows what the hell it means, but I'm sure there's more experts out there. And if you know, you've already heard that we do have a email address, so you already heard that.
Yes, scifisqueam@joy.org.au. I didn't realize there's no and until I listened to that, actually, you know.
And? No, the, just scifisqueam.
Yeah.
I know, I don't know who made that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is our little wee baby podcast about Rings, Ringu, Ring, and obviously The Grudge got in there. So, yeah.
And The Grudge versus The Ring.
And you got in there with Predator.
That was not me.
All right, so enjoy your J-horror. There's a feast out there. There's so many more that we can't... There's no way we can cover them in 5 or 10 minutes.
No, and this was really just to really get the contest out there because we want all of you to enter to win the lots of lovely prizes that are listed in the advert that we'll play again at the end.
Fabulous. All right, this is Sci-Fi and Scream Undead. Dare to watch, dare to die. On Sci-Fi and Scream Undead. To celebrate the release of Rings, we have some fabulous booty to give away, some great prizes, some merchandise packs that consist of a double in-season pass, poster, iPad case and notebook. Yes, dare to win on Sci-Fi and Scream Undead. Rings is out February 23rd, and it's a new chapter in the beloved Ring horror franchise. A young woman becomes worried about her boyfriend when he explores a dark subculture surrounding a mysterious videotape said to kill the watcher 7 days after they viewed it. She sacrifices herself to save her boyfriend, and in doing so, makes a horrifying discovery. There is a movie within a movie that no one has ever seen before, starring Matilda Lutz, Alex Rowe, Johnny Galecki, Amy Teagarden, Bonnie Morgan, and Vincent D'Onofrio. Yes, Sci-Fi and Scream presents Dare to Watch, Dare to Win on Sci-Fi and Scream Undead. If you want to be in the running, all you have to do is email us scifisqueam@joy.org.au. That's scifisqueam@joy.org.au. Or you can message us on our Facebook page. Dare to Watch, Dare to Die on Sci-Fi and Scream Undead and win some lovely rings prizes. Rings is out through Paramount Pictures February 23rd, running for a season. A season of rings.
11:59 p.m. It's cut-off time. Competition ends February the 28th. 11:59 p.m. Set your alarms. Be in. To win.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.